Yeah, I think Jim was the worst offender. They did not start using painted lines until about 2014-ish. They were using plain steel, unprotected lines, fuel and brake, up until about 2014 time frame, depending on the model. Ford was the next biggest offender. They started using painted lines around 2005-ish or so, and Chrysler started using them around 2000. Foreign makers always used them. They used copper. Like Volvo used to use copper. But I've never seen that in the aftermarket. But anyway, I digress. Can't fade away.